No.
Natürlich nicht. Mama, Dame, Mensch.
Left off.
I didn't see.
We left off with two kashes. On the man, the Omar, Biz, Ksuvabon, Kech, and Melamdin. Number one. Why don't we learn from Matzah and Hakel that Noshim are Chayovis in Mitzvah Zezesh as Man Grama? Number two, why don't we learn from Talmud Torah and Pinyin HaBen that Noshim are Potter in Mitzvah Zezesh, Shaloy as Man Grama? So what does Gemara say? Amar Rava, Popanai, Yodai Lo, Latayim Bidon Milso. He says the answer is Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk. Ahoy lechol ois ayadecha ulizikara in bein einecha leman tia toiras Hashem beficha huk shekol atara kula letfilin mat filin mitzvah man gom v'nashem beturois afkol mitzvah seish man gom v'nashem beturois umid mitzvah seish man gom v'nashem beturois. Michlal, that implies we need a special drasha to teach us that they're potter. Michlal, that implies the mitzvah shalai is man grama noshim chayavos. Right? Since we need a hekesh to potter them from zman grama, the implication is that other mitzvahs they're chayiv. So how does this answer the kasha? Look at Rashi, leman tia toris Hashem. So we ask the kasha on the man to omer shnei ke echod. Melamdim, why don't you learn from Matzah Hakel? The noshim mechayiv and zman gram is the teretz is because that would be a binyan av. Here we have something more than a binyan av. Here we have mamish a hekesh from tefillin to kol atar kula. So Mamela, that is going to beat out, right? Like Rashi says, "L'shiftin and akeisha are going to be enough." The matzvah, there's man grum. But let me talk about turning between the ben. L'shelo is man grum. So it's answering both kashas in one fell swoop. Both kashas with two kashas. The man the Omar that shnei gesuba kech melamdim. One kasha was, why did you learn out that zman grum is a chayiv? The other kasha was, why did you learn out lo is man grum is a butter? The answer is, we have something stronger than a binyan av. We have a hekesh of tefillin, the kotar, the kula. So that's going to be the yisoid ha'davar we're going to learn everything from. Tahainu, we're going to learn from there that the part of a mozman gram is. And by contrast, the chayiv and olay zman gram is. And that answers both kashas that we had. That's what Rashi is saying. Lo shavkin and akesha v'garmin binyan av imatav hakel is man gram. V'lo imatav tov binyan ben l'shalai is man gram. Either direction you take it in, this hekesh from tefillin to Torah Shem Beficha answers both. Fine, zok the Gemara. And that we have a question. Ha, Nicha, that's very nice. Leman da'amr tefillin mitzvah shaman grama. And you want to use tefillin as the mocker. Elalim, man da'amr tefillin mitzvah that says shaloy is man grama. But there is a man da'amr who holds. Tefillin is not zman grama. Michael and Mema, now what are you going to say? We should learn faket. What?
No, you have to learn the opposite.
We should do the opposite direction. We should say that the chayiv in the potter meloy zman grumas, because tefillin the loy zman grumas, and chayiv in zman grumas. It should come out totally faket. So Gemara says, much mostly the tefillin they should mitzvah they should loy zman grumas. Who is the one number that says tefillin is not zman grumas? Remeir, that is Remeir. The sober law, Shnei Gzumon Ge'echod, the whole Shnei Gzumon Ge'echod, Ein Melamdin. And Remeir holds Ein Melamdin, so it's very Mishmach. You're right. According to Remeir, who holds Tfilin Lav Zman Grama, we have not answered the question. Just the thing is, Remeir happens to hold Shnei Gzumon Ge'echod is Ein Melamdin, so we never had a question. So Mimon Abishach. No, in general, that was the whole shot of Tari Tilin. Now we had a kasha the mandam Meshech Zimon Ke'echod Melamdin, and the kasha mandam Meshech Zimon Ke'echod Melamdin. We never had a kasha. So you're saying that our answer is no good according to a mayor. That's fine because the kasha never started according to a mayor. So we're saying because mayor holds Meshech Zimon Ke'echod Melamdin. Oh, very good. I would have been Yehuda, Damar, Shechzumak, Echem, Lamdin, would fill in Mitzvah Shalom as my grandma. Ah, so now we have a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda was stuck. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Shechzumak, Echem, Lamdin, which means the kashas that we have over here are kashas in Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer we gave from Tefillin won't help because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tefillin's law is man grama. So for Rabbi Yehuda, we need a brand new teretz. So Gemara says, the answer is, right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ika le'meimar, the answer is, Mishum da'abim matzah simcha v'hakel, shloy shaksub ban ke'echod, u'shloy shaksub ma'ban ke'echod, ein melamdim. Even the man number holds shteg zumak echem melamdin, but three not. Once the Torah gave three, the pshat is it's only those three places. Three not. So the answer is it's not only matzah and hakel; it's also simcha. And like Rashi points out, he doesn't owe like Abaye who said in the previous omit that she's not really chayv in simcha; she's just the recipient of the baal zchi of simcha. He's obviously not learning that way. He's learning it's her. Of simcha, so Mameli is saying it's shloich ksumban keechad. So since it's shloich ksumban keechad, ein melamdin. So we had a kasha that one we learned from Masa and Hakel that noshem bechayv in zman grom is the teretz is according to Yehuda the teretz will be that it's really not two, it's really three, and therefore we don't learn it out because it's not just Masa and Hakel, it's also Masa Hakel and simcha. Ad kan divya gemara.
Where
do Rabbi Meir and Hina know that Nashman
Hatzur
is Nashman Grama? Where's the source? So cool. Where's the source? Where does Rabbi Meir know it from? I don't know. They both call that it's Nashman Grama.
So how do they know that she's
part of Nashman Grama? Yeah, so Rashi says, look at Rashi, Man Shmos Lehi Svar and Meir. See that Rashi? He doesn't need that keshe from tefillin. From where? That's what you're asking. Tefillin you can't use anymore. So Rashi says, Rameh learns it from the re'iyah. The haver mitzvah zadej man gromba v'noshim p'turas. The answer is re'iyah. That's what Rashi is saying. Right, and the potter. His binyanav will come from Re'iyah. But the binyanav is enough for him. He doesn't have the drasha, the Torah, the Shem b'ficha. He doesn't need it, because again, the kasha on him was never a kasha. So the original binyanav was enough for him. We just switched the binyanav from tefillin to Re'iyah. Also Re'iyah, l'chora. Yeah. But what's missing in this Gemara? There's something missing. There's a very important factor missing. The Gemara brought two terutzim to the Kasha. The first terutz was the Hekesh from Tefillin to Terutz Hashem B'Ficha. And as we mentioned before, that answers both Kashas that we had. But the second Kasha, the Kasha of Yehuda, and the answer of that Matz and Hakar are not only two, but really it's three, Matz, Hakar, V'Simcha, that's very nice to answer one of the kashas we had. But we haven't answered the other kasha. We had two kashas. One kasha was, why didn't you learn out from Matzah and Hakel the Nashim Rechayvins Man Gromas? And the other kasha was, why didn't you learn out from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that they're putter from Lav's Man Gromas? Now you've answered the first kasha because you said Matzah and Hakel is not really two, it's really three. But you never answered the kasha from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara leaves that off. The second teretz of the Gemara, the teretz Rabbi Yehuda Shita, never answered both kashas. It only answered one kasha.
Because he needs three. Two is not enough for him.
He correct. Three. He needs three. And by Talmud Torah and Pinyin HaBen, we don't. Is there a third? I mean, the Gemara didn't mention a word about it. It said by Matz and Akkad, there's a third. Okay, but what about Talmud Torah and Pinyin HaBen? The kasha was a dual kasha, remember? So that's what bothered Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, the mask of Mishum, Vim Toimar, Teratz Dahi, the Mitzvah Sejman, Gomer, but the Pturois, you answered that kasha Because you're not going to learn from matzah hakel to be mechayiv them, because you also have simcha with them. And therefore it's three, because the priest will be explained. Ela the mitzvah says you loyes man grumma. Minolin the chayav is hadn't the chayiv. Aim in the pturis, maybe they're potter from Talmud Torah and Pitnina Ben. That kasha we never answered. Yishloimar. The less lay the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko. You have to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko that Noshim are Chayv and Peru Revu. Therefore, Havadu Gimok Subim Abon Ke Echot. Talmud Torah, Pitnina Ben. So therefore, it's also three. In Lav's man grummas, we don't only have Talmud Torah and Pitnei Ben. That which the Gemara before said, Talmud Torah and Pitnei Ben, that's because it was going to be Yechim and Broika, that they're chayiv in Peru Revu. But Rabbi Yehuda can hold, they're potter from Peru Revu. So how many Lav's man grummas do I have that they're potter from? Three now. Talmud Torah, Pitnei Ben, and Peru Revu. So maybe that would answer the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos says. That's point number one in Tosfos. Then Tosfos is another kasha. Vim toima. Ula baya damar le'el isha baya le'masamcha. Right, Rashi already pointed out that our Gemara is not like a baya. Because the baya learned that she does not have her own eigenes chiv simcha. Chiv simcha is the baal's to do. That's what the baya learned earlier. So according to a baya who said isha baya le'masamcha, im came like elabez ksuvim. Right. Umay Matarit Rabbi Yehuda the Mam Lamdim in Bitzvah Shaman Grama. Aim at the nail, the Chi Matzah Makel.
What if this friend of Yehuda is going to Abaye?
No. Yeah. That's a question. Exactly. How will Abaye answer the Kasha of Rabbi Yehuda? The Kasha is on Abaye. I know, but Abaye has to have a Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can't be wrong according to Abaye. Abaye has to have a Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye has to learn the Tanoim. Abaye, according to you, there's a Shitas Tanoim that Shnei Gzmagel Malamdim, right? Yes, right. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, also Tefillin and not Zman Grama, right? Right. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that they're Potter from Zman Gromas? Maybe the Taka Chayiv comes from Matzah and Hakel. The Gemara answered Simcha, but according to you, Abaye, that's not an option. So that is Tzitz Esk. According to you, Abaye, how will we explain Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? That's what he means to ask. That's right. Are there workers outside? Yeah. V'yesh loimar. That's a kasha. That's exactly the kasha. V'yesh loimar. D'muke kiddush hayoyim. V'hadi matzah v'hakel. Kiddush hayoyim. Zoch of a Shomer. The fact that she's chayv in Kiddush Hayoyim, we will add to the list of Matzah and Hakel. But we'll give him a ksuv and maybe lamdim. She's chayv in three Zman Gromas, Matzah Hakel and Kiddush Hayoyim. So the Kiddush Hayoyim will be the third one, so that's the reason why we don't learn it out.
Now,
how do we know the chayv in that? We're not going to Kiddush Hayoyim, that's why the ksiv, Zoch of the Mishabbat, Zoch of the Yayim. Because Yeshem Mishra, Yeshem Mishra. But honey, no, she oil, Vishnu Mishmir, Vishnu Nami Mishra, famous Gemara, we all know. Since she has Shmira, she also has Shira.
Now, wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda put a bias aside? That's correct. Wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda four? Three?
I mean, it depends. Yeah. You can have four also. It's fine. As long as he has more than two.
Oh, all he needs is... No, but he holds...
Because he holds Shnei Ksubon Ke'ech and Melamdin, but more than that, not. So you ready? In summation. I wrote up a sequel. In summation. That the Sakeim had voted. According to the man d'amar, that tefillin is man grama. Everything's learned from tefillin. Finished. Tariyat Hashem b'ficha. That's poshut. According to the man d'amar, that tefillin is not man grama. It's not man grama. So, why don't we learn from matan hakel to tell your chayiv? Answer is because we also have simcha. Or according to Abaye, the answer is because we also have kiddush. Why did we learn from Pinyin Ben and Talmud Torah to say that she's part of even in Lav's man grammas? The answer is because we also have Peru Revu. That's what came out from the Gemara and Tosfos. It's complicated.
That's how we did this.
Yeah, it's a great sugya to write it out. Yeah, if you want a photocopy, I wrote out here just the points from that came out from Tosfos from the end of the sugya.
Tosfos would be good to have before.
But that's
the
story.
I got them now. But
yeah, it's not. It's complicated. Okay, that's it.
I wouldn't have done it.
We'll go back to them Sunday.
I would never even enjoy the shit. I never enjoyed the shit. This is like a moment of life.
So Sunday, what are we? Anything in particular? Just go back to the next tomorrow, yeah.